We're talking today with Dr. David Marburger from Oklahoma State University. He's our small grain specialist for OSU now. David, let's say, first of all, we'll say welcome to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University, and give us a little bit of a background of who you are as far as, you know, what your, come your background as you've come to OSU.
Oh, thank you, and my wife and I are glad to be down here in Oklahoma. I grew up originally in southern Illinois on a small farm there. Actually, after high school, I went and played baseball for a couple years at a small junior college, and then after graduating from there, I transferred to the University of Illinois, got my bachelor's degree in crop sciences. I decided to keep going further north after I graduated from there and did my graduate work at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I was working in the soybean and small grains extension program, so a program very similar to the one that I've taken over here for Dr. Jeff Edwards, doing a lot of applied type research as well as doing variety trial work. So I just finished up here, and I defended in the end of February and finished up wrapping everything's up at Wisconsin in mid-April. And at the end of April, my wife and I moved down here to Oklahoma and jumped right into things here at OSU.
Literally, you arrived just a few weeks before wheat harvest for 2016. Correct. You've had a chance to get around the state quite a bit already, talked mm-hmm. to quite a few wheat producers. What kind of impressed you or kind of stood out to you about this year's wheat crop as you've talked with folks and watched the combines?
I think first and foremost, it's been the yield. A lot of producers are really happy with the yields this year. And talking to a few of them here very recently over more in just so happened to be in more western Oklahoma, they were saying they will, in their lifetime, they will never see yields this good again. And I hope they are wrong. I hope they are wrong. But the yields, they've been really pleased with the yields we're seeing and better quality this year compared to especially last year.
Seems like about the time you arrived, the weather turned in such a way that we had almost perfect grain fill during that month of May.
Yeah. Getting right into grain fill, we had temperatures that were lower, and we also had adequate rainfall. And just those conditions are conducive for grain fill, giving a little bit longer time to help those kernels fill out. And we've seen that in our yields this year.
One of the things that you've taken over responsibility for, and again, you kind of had the baton handed off to you even as the crop was quickly wrapping up, were the various plot trials or variety plots that are all across the Oklahoma wheat belt in the state of Oklahoma. Give me kind of an overview of what you saw as you went around and talked through a lot of the varieties at these plots with farmers.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of our variety trials harvested already. Actually, all of them are harvested. We're just waiting on some of the data to come to us from out in the Panhandle region. So we had 20 different locations this year. 16 of those are posted on our website, wheat.okstate.edu. And if of that data that we have posted right now, our trials averaged 60 bushels per acre this year, and our test weights have averaged about 58 pounds per bushel. Looking pretty good in terms of yield this year. In terms of the different varieties, when we look at across a lot of the locations, some work done by you guys here and your intern here has just summarized it a little bit, but some of our top varieties this year have been Bentley, a West Bed variety, WB Grainfield, TAM 204, and a couple other OSU varieties, Gallagher and Iba. Again, those are just the top ones right now, and it's really close there at the top. We're talking a range here of about 60 to mid-50s in terms of yield with those different varieties. And when we look at it in terms of more of a regional type of perspective, there are a few other varieties that have done better that just didn't happen to make that list at the very top. And a couple of those other varieties are another Westbred variety, WB4458, and a couple of Syngenta varieties, Cy Flint and Cy Monument. Those are some other ones, in addition to our OSU varieties that have just done well in certain areas than others.
You know, you've come into the state, you've kind of jumped over from the soft red country to the hard red winter wheat belt. Yeah, anything that really has stood out in your mind just initially as far as some of the agronomic practices and whatnot?
The biggest thing that stands out to me right away is when you get into Oklahoma, we have to talk about dual-purpose wheat production and adding the cattle into the equation when we're trying to produce our wheat. And that is something that is I don't want to call it a foreign concept, but something definitely new than what is done in terms of wheat production further north. But it's been a lot of fun to learn about, and hope to continue working on some of that dual-purpose type work.
This is obviously a unique part of the country, a little bit of Texas, a little bit of Kansas, but Oklahoma really is right dead center in it.
Yep. No, and it's been a lot of fun, and that was one reason I wanted to get started down here right away after finishing, was to go to a lot of these different wheat field days and be able to talk to some of the producers and get their perspective on production here in Oklahoma to help me get up to speed on things.
Okay. Down the road, you know, you probably had some conversations with Dr. Edwards and some of the other folks of the wheat improvement team as far as, you know, what anything that you want to try to do maybe a little differently over the next couple of years with the trials and some of the things we're doing in wheat country?
In terms of the variety trials themselves, if we could get more data, more locations would be awesome in terms of looking at it as a scientist, but we have to put the logistics into perspective. But we're really not going to change things up a ton. We're going to continue doing evaluating varieties, evaluating different experimentals from OSU to see where they can be placed and just how well they perform. We'll continue to do comparisons where we're looking at plots that aren't treated with a fungicide versus those that are, intensive wheat management versus more of a standard type practice, as well as comparing a dual purpose system versus a grain only system. Right now, just trying to find maybe not big things, but maybe little things that we can try and do to improve on a little bit. And just starting out, one thing that you'll notice if you look at some of our trial results this year is you'll notice some values that are shaded. And that's just kind of help present the data a little bit more clearly in a way that helps make those values kind of, I'd call it, quote, pop out a little bit, those varieties that were at the top. You can do that with a lot of the results in the past. It just took a little bit more thought. So this is just one thing I thought we could incorporate to help breaking down each location a little bit quicker for our producers.
Dr. David Marburger, small grain specialist for Oklahoma State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.